I think it's reasonable to describe today as a typically hot and humid summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are warm to borderline hot, and the humidity is moderate, but we're not at those extreme levels of heat and humidity that can occur around here during the summertime. So we have hot and humid weather this afternoon, and there is going to be the chance for a couple of passing thunderstorms. It looks like the storms will be rather spotty in nature, so not everybody is going to see a thunderstorm. But if you happen to have a thunderstorm where you are, there is the potential that that storm is going to be on the heavier side, with downpours, quite a bit of lightning, gusty winds, and maybe some hail. Again, those are going to be in spots, but not everywhere. Late afternoon into this evening, any storm should tend to dry up after the sun goes down. And it is going to be a warm and rather muggy night, so it's going to be another night where you will want to have the fan or the air conditioner ready to go. Temperatures will be largely in the 60s. Some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and where the ground is damp from any rainfall today. And then tomorrow is going to be a little more unsettled than today. It's going to feel and look a little more like it did yesterday, with more clouds in the mix. And as a cold front comes in actually from the northeast, it's what we call a backdoor cold front, that's going to set off showers and thunderstorms. So do prepare for some rain at times tomorrow. Some downpours are going to be possible, and a couple of these storms could end up being strong or severe tomorrow with gusty winds and hail. So you'll need to be weather aware tomorrow as some showers and thunderstorms come through. Temperatures should be largely in the 70s to around 80 degrees with moderate humidity. And then the weather looks quite nice for the weekend. Saturday, the 4th of July, we'll see sun, some clouds. It'll be mild, but not really that humid. That's going to be the biggest thing with this backdoor cold front, is the humidity is going to drop off. And then we'll see the mugginess come back a little bit on Sunday. But overall, both Saturday and Sunday are looking quite nice. There's just a small chance of a pop-up shower both days, but it's nothing to be concerned about. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, an isolated evening thunderstorm, variably cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, an isolated evening thunderstorm, variably cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, an isolated evening thunderstorm, variably cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, a low around 70, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight an isolated evening thunderstorm, variably cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, mild but not too humid, highs in the low to mid 80s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.